you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Ruby Dandridge, Lillian Bremond, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Charles Carell. When anybody in my family feels a cold coming on, the first thing he reaches for is Rexall Anapac. We've found that Anapac gives relief at any stage of a cold. That's because this Rexall formula combines APC compound with antihistamine. So, if you want real, all-around relief from colds in your family, I just hope you keep Rexall Anapac on hand.
Once again, Andy Brown is engaged. Yes, that gay, romantic figure has fallen in love with a girl whose picture he saw in a Lonely Hearts catalog, Flora Belle Watkins. For the past 2 months, he's been pressing the courtship through the courtesy of the United States Mail. Last week, Andy proposed, and this morning he got a wire from Flora Belle saying she was arriving in New York tomorrow. Right now, the Kingfish, his wife, Sapphire, and her mother are discussing the romance.
Yeah, when Andy see the gal's picture in the matrimonial catalog, the boy was smitten like he ain't never been smut before.
Well, if you ask me, it's disgusting anybody getting a mail order bride. Don't you think so, Mama?
Oh, I certainly do. When I think of the romantic way I met your father.
Yeah, Mama, I remember hearing about that romance. You was the farmer's daughter, and he was the town veterinarian. The romance blossomed one night when you two was up putting poultices on a sick horse.
George, that ain't the way they met.
Oh, no, listen, Sapphire. If that old nag hadn't bowed a tendon, you might not have been here today.
Well, never mind about my romance. What kind of gal is this that Andy's been writing to? She can't be much if she has to advertise in a matrimonial catalog.
Well, now, that's where you're wrong, Mama. Andy showed me a picture. She's number 66 in the catalog. She happens to be a beautiful young gal. And what a figure. She looks like a tube of toothpaste that's been squeezed in all the right places.
So you was looking in the catalog, too.
Well, I...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A man your age looking at young girls.
Now, listen, I don't get no kick out of that. It just makes me sad.
What do you mean, sad?
Well, it's like a poor man going to the automobile show. He looks at all the new models with the streamline and the beautiful chassis. Makes him a little sad to think all he's got to look forward to is going home and cranking up the same old Essex.
You know, Sapphire, if Andy got a girl through a matrimonial catalog, I bet if I put my picture in there, I'd attract something.
Well, I wouldn't count on it, Mama. As far as I know, there ain't an alligator in the country that can read or write. Oh, come on in the office, Brother Andy.
Yeah. Thank you, Kingfish. Thank you.
Well, Andy, how is the expectorating bridegroom this morning?
Oh, I was fine. Flora Belle Watkins got into town this morning. I didn't see her, but I'm going to call on her later.
Yeah, well, you only proposed to her last week. You got pretty fast action.
Well, I guess you don't want me to get away. You know, there's plenty of fish in the sea, but you got to look a long way before you find a more attractive flounder than me.
Yeah, you was a pretty magnetic mackerel, ain't you, boy?
Lucky I spotted Floorbell's picture in that catalog, too. 66 is going to be my lucky number from now on.
Hey, by the way, Andy, this letter come for you at the lodge hall a while ago.
Now, let me see the thing. From the matrimonial bureau. They must have heard about my proposal, and they sent me the bill. Let me open the thing here.
What do it say, then?
Say, dear sir, this is to inform you that due to an unfortunate error, instead of sending you the name and address of picture number 66 in our catalog, we sent you the address of Floribel Watkins, who is actually number 99 in the catalog. Hope this error has not inconvenienced you. Holy mackerel, Kingfish. I done pre-posted the wrong gal.
Well, now, take it easy there, Andy. You got the catalog right there in your pocket. It's full of beautiful gals. This 99 might be more punctuatious than number 66. You don't know.
No, you look in the book, Kingfish. I was too nervous.
Let me see here. 85, 87, 96. Here we are, 99. Now, Andy,
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Well, I'm just trying to get a bead on the face here, ain't it?
The face?
Yeah, it must be a face that got ears on it. Look at it. Tell me, Andy, you sure you got the right catalog there? You ain't by no chance got an advanced folder from a circus, did you?
What you mean?
Well, the last time I see the face like that, I had to pay a quarter to look at it there.
Let me see that thing, Kingfish.
Yeah, there he is right there.
Holy mackerel, what a fat horse. I done pre-posed to a quartet, you know it?
Wait a minute, Andy, she ain't so bad. In among all that blubber, she got a cute little turned-up nose there.
No, Kingfish. Her nose is over here. That's just a wart that's growed on the bias.
Something, Andy. Look at her figure there. She really bloated up, ain't she? If you ever gonna smooch with this gal, you're gonna have to use a snorkel, you know that?
Oh, me, Kingfish. And this is what I proposed to? What is I gonna do? Just think, she's sitting over at the hotel waiting for me to call her now.
Well, now, listen, Andy, you can't call the thing off. This bucket of lard come all the way up here from North Carolina to marry you. You can't just call up and give her waddling papers, you know.
Well, I don't know what else to do. She's staying over at the Lenox Plaza. Give me that phone, Kingfish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boy, I'm going to tell her to go get lost. After all, she can't sue me or nothing.
Lenox Plaza, good morning.
I'd like to speak to Miss Floribel Watkins.
Just a moment. I'll connect you.
Well, they connected me, Kingfish.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Is this the Watkins room?
Yeah, this is the Watkins room. What you want?
Well, I hold the phone.
What's the matter, Anna?
Holy mackerel, talk about her picture. You ought to hear the voice on this gal. She sounds like Ezio Pinza singing in a sewer.
Well, Andy, don't fool around. Tell her the whole thing is off.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Hello, Floribel.
Listen, wise guy. This ain't no Floribel. She's not here right now. Now, what you want?
Well, I'd like to leave a message that excuse me for protruding, mister, but who is you?
I'm Floribel's brother. They give me time off from the iron foundry to come up here for the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, what's the message?
Well, look, mister, just disregard me. I has the wrong number.
Andy, what happened, boy?
Oh, Kingfish, Floribel's brother come up here from the iron foundry for the wedding.
Well, why didn't you tell him the thing was off?
Oh, no, not me, Kingfish. I got to think of some other way out of this mess. Never in my whole life has I heard a voice with so many muscles in it.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. For example, when a customer wants a dependable mouthwash or gargle or antiseptic, we recommend Rexall MI31 for all three. This effective multipurpose antiseptic actually kills contacted germs when used full strength. And the big full pint bottle saves money, too. Gives you an extra measure of protection for the same price as other brands of smaller quantity. So when you need mouthwash, gargle, or antiseptic, just ask for MI31 at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Oh, me, Kingfish, there must be some way out of this mess.
Well, now, take it easy, Ann. I left word for Calhoun to get right over here. Maybe he'll have some angle on this here thing.
Yeah. You think if you went up there and told Flora Bell that I was dead, maybe she wouldn't insist on marrying me?
I don't know, Ann. Judging from a picture, I don't think she's that choosy, I tell you.
I tell you something, Kingfish. I get into the worst mess.
How you, boys?
Well, Calhoun, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Now, sorry I'm late, boys, but I didn't get your message until just now. I was in the movies with my cousin Murgatroyd.
Oh, Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster, huh?
Yeah, that's the cat. They were showing a travelogue about India. They had one scene where them fellas was running across them beds of spikes in their bare feet.
Oh, yeah, I seen them do that.
Yeah, and I say to Murgatroyd, I say, what do you think of that, boy? And he say, that's a great country. But man, dig them crazy sidewalks.
Yeah, but listen, Calhoun, is you think of any way that I can get out of this mess with this four Bill Watkins?
Well, boys, I figure it this way. With this brother of hers in town, you was going to have to be careful. The thing to do is get the gal to back out of the thing.
Oh, listen, Calhoun, with that face of hers, she wouldn't back out on a kangaroo.
Here's my angle. Lots of people thinking about getting married go to a marriage clinic and talks to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, a lot of people does that.
Now, suppose Andy and the gal went to a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist told them not to get married because they wasn't compatible.
Yeah, but we can't guarantee that a psychiatrist is going to tell them that. We don't know what a man goes to say.
Well, that's where you comes into the picture, Dr. Stevens.
Oh, yeah. I could be the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to make it sound real legitimate, anyway, we can make up something out of your past, Andy, that'll give them reason, give me some reason, you see, for saying that you shouldn't get married.
Yeah. And, boys, if you want to, you can use my office as the marriage clinic.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Calhoun. That's great. What if this don't work?
Andy, you would gotta be brave in life. Face the thing. Look at that great Swiss hero, William Tell. The tyrant ordered him to put an apple on his own son's head and shoot it off with his bow and arrow.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah. William drew back the bow, and the arrow pierced the apple and shattered it to pieces. And then William turned to the tyrant, held up his hand, and said, Das unfluten gluten, hammerhausen, vogelspieler, das un hoopen hoppen.
What do that mean?
That'll be 2 bits for the apple, bud.
Come on, Flora Bell. The marriage clinic is right down the hall here.
Oh, Andy, I was all out of breath from climbing up them 3 flights of stairs.
Well, don't worry, honey. You only got to waddle a few more steps. Yeah, here we is. Here's the door. Just turn sideways. I think you can make it.
Well, good afternoon, strangers. Welcome to the Genuine Marriage Clinic. Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for the psychiatrist to give us advice on getting married.
Well, I is Dr. Stevens, the head psychopathic around here. Is you a couple that is contemplating connubial bliss?
Oh, no, Doctor. We don't figure on doing no smooching till after we're married.
Dr. Stevens, this here's Andy Brown, my fiancée. Now, he thinks we ought to talk to you before going ahead with the wedding.
Yeah, well, that's a smart move. We has had many cases where a couple has gotten married and had 8 or 9 kids before they found out they can't get along together, you see.
Where shall I sit, Doctor?
Well, my patient usually lays on the couch here, but from your size and weight, I think I better analyze you on the hoof. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, Flora Bell, if you get tired doing examination, why, just lean against the wall there. I'll kind of hold you.
Well, now, folks, if you'll just give me the details on yourself, I can tell if you is compatible. You know, some people don't pat together at all, you see. I gotta see whether you two should be joined in that great double harness knows at marriage, you see.
Well, there's nothing in my background to hold it up. I'm just ready to go. Yeah.
Well, how about you, Mr. Brown? Is your slate clean? You know you must not set sail on the great sea of matrimony unless both parties is free of barnacles.
Well,
Mr. Brown. Is there any little psychological twerps that might crop up later and ruin your marriage?
Well, yes. Matter of fact is, Dr. Stevens, my 12 wives.
Mr. Brown, you has got 12 wives?
12 wives? Andy Brown, how in the world did you get married 12 times?
Well, you was heard about the sailor that had a gal in every port. Well, I used to be an engineer on the Transcontinental Railroad. I had a dolly in every depot.
You married him as you crossed the country. How could you have done it?
I was a fast worker on a slow freight.
You mean to say that you married a woman at every whistle stop along the way?
That's right.
Andy, why did you marry all those women?
Well, it was a long time between trains, and I didn't play cards.
Well, this is a nasty turn of events. With 12 other wives, I would seriously consider calling the marriage off.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I come all the way up here to marry Andy, and now I find he has 12 wives. I'm going to have my brother take me right back to North Carolina. Andy Brown, you're a beast.
Yeah, but I is a happy beast. And don't be disappointed, Flora Bell. We might get together yet. If I ever gets transferred to the Seaboard Flyer, you just be waiting on the siding with the preacher and flag down my rattler, baby.
That's the story, brother. He has done confessed it right in front of the doctor. You know that Andy Brown has 12 wives.
Well, Flora Bell, he ain't gonna get away with this. I intend to take action. A man like that oughtn't be allowed to prey on women.
Yeah, but what you gonna do?
Well, first of all, I'm gonna call the newspapers and give them the full story. Then I'm gonna call the police and have this Andy Brown arrested for bigamy.
And now, here's a lovely lady to describe a beauty of a bargain at your Rexall drugstore.
It's the Ann Delafield special on lipstick and face powder with foundation built in. When you buy both, you save more than 1/4.
You get lipstick and powder with foundation built in, worth $2.75, both for only $1.98.
You may choose from 6 lovely shades of regular or compressed face powder and 5 exciting colors of lipstick that won't fade, that stays on and stays creamy. Every woman knows Ann Delafield's superb beauty aids are the ultimate in luxury cosmetics. So do make the most of this rare opportunity to save more than 1/4 by getting Ann Delafield lipstick and face powder with foundation built in.
And be sure to see the many other money-saving beauty buys and drugstore bargains during March at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Down here at the lodge hall this morning. Well, let me see what the local papers say here. Stock market is good. Police on trail of bigamists. Another bigamist. Well, I hope they catch the bum. Say, authorities seek Andrew H. Brown. What? Robert R. Watkins and sister reported to authorities that... Holy mackerel. That's it. As the Australian said when the boomerang hit him in the back of the head, things is taking a turn for the worse. What is I going to tell Andy? I don't know what the...
Hiya, Kingfish. Oh, I see you reading the paper there. What's new in the world today?
Well, Andy, let me see the best way to explain this to you. You know out in the Middle West how they gets ready for the cyclones by digging a storm cellar?
Yeah.
Well, grab a shovel and start digging, son. The big blow is here.
What you talking about?
Andy, look here in the paper. The Watkins has done reported you to the police, and they is looking for you for bigamy.
Holy mackerel. If I tell Flora Bell the truth, her brother's going to make me marry her. If I don't, the police is going to throw me in jail. Well, at least in jail, there's time off for good behavior.
Now, look, Anna, there must be some way out of this mess. The thing for you to do is to lay low till we figure something out. I got it. Look here. You can hide out down in the basement of the lodge hall here, and if they'll be here looking for you sooner or later. I know it's that.
Yeah, but they're liable to trap me down there.
No, no, Anna, look here. I can stay up here in my office and warn you of somebody coming.
How are you going to do that?
Well, look here. If you puts a cot by the furnace down there and leaves the furnace door open, you can hear everything they said up here in my office right through the hot air vent pipe there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't use that furnace no more. Yeah, I can keep the furnace door open and sleep with my head in it.
Yeah, that's the only thing to do, Andy.
Yeah, you know something, Kingfish. If I ever gets out of this mess, I'm going to give up women for life and take up building ships and bottles.
Yeah. Well, Andy ought to be settled down in the basement by now. Let me holler down the hot air vent and see how he's doing. Abel Fox, the Slippery Rascal. Is you down there?
Slippery Rascal to Abel Fox. I's okay down here. You coming in fine.
Good boy, sit tight.
Only thing is, I'm getting a little tired, Kingfish. Past my nap time. I am scared, too.
Well, never mind that, Ender. Eyes on guard up here in the office. Just keep the furnace door open.
Okay, Kingfish. Roger. Wilco. Over.
Oh, me, the police ain't been around yet. I just hope that they... Uh-oh, something's up. Last time I heard a knock like that was on Dragnet. Come in. Yes, sir. Can I help you, sir?
Yes. My name's Davis. I'm a detective from the 32nd Precinct.
Yes, sir. Glad to meet you, Mr. Precinct. Yes, sir. Yeah, glad to know you, sir.
Stevens, I understand you're the head of this lodge hall. I'll get right to the point. Are you harboring a fugitive here?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. We had to play a fumigated last week, yes, sir. We ain't harboring nothing around here.
I'm talking about Andrew H. Brown. He's wanted for bigamy, and I understand he's a member of this lodge.
Well, I tell you, Mother, as soon as we found out that he was bigamistic, we threw him out the lodge. You see, bigamy is almost a bad offense around here as reneging on your back doers. That's the way we figure.
Then you have no idea of his whereabouts?
No, sir. No, sir. I ain't got no idea of his whereabouts, his whichabouts, or his thereabouts. Matter of fact, I don't know nothing about none of his boats. I ain't messing with him.
Well, I'm sure you realize the penalty for harboring a fugitive, so I'll be going... What was that?
What?
That noise. Sounds like it's coming out of that ventilator there.
Oh, that, you see, we got a hot air furnace down here, and the heat is coming up.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody snoring.
Yeah, well, you see, we got a loose damper in the flue there, and the thing flaps around sometimes, sounds like a stuffed-up epiglottis, you see, that's what it sounds like. Well, thanks for dropping by. I know you was anxious to...
Now the hot air is whistling.
You know, we've been getting some of the noisiest cold this year. You know... how do you like that? One of the brothers down there must be roasting a pig.
Now, look, you, there's somebody down in that cellar, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was Brown. I'm going down there.
Now, just a minute.
Out of my way.
Yes, sir. Oh, me. Well, there's only one thing to do. Let me get over to this ventilator. Evil Fox, the slippery rascal, stand by to receive Flatfoot, that is all.
Oh, that is terrible, Andy. You say that they had you down at the police station for 3 hours?
Yeah, Amos, they was nice fellows, all right, but I'd have just as soon not made their acquaintanceship.
Yeah, well, you certainly was lucky you was able to explain. You was no bigamist.
Yeah, when they found out, of course, there was nothing else they could do but just let me go.
Yeah, what about Mr. Watkins and his sister?
Oh, well, when Mr. Watkins found out, he say he didn't want his sister marry no bum like me no way. He punched me in the nose a couple times, but it's worth it, getting away from that moose-faced sister of his.
Well, I guess you were through with them matrimonial agencies for a while.
What you mean? It was just a mistake. They got 99 mixed up with 66. That real 66 was a beautiful-looking gal. And you know something? I done writ her and sent her my picture and pre-posed to her in a letter yesterday.
No, me.
Oh, yeah, and I got a wire from her about an hour ago. She gets into New York tomorrow. Her name is Viola Wilson.
Andy, I don't understand it. You would think at your age you'd be ready to settle down and sit in front of the fire.
Well, I wouldn't mind that as long as I had a gal on my lap. Kingfish, that's Viola's train that just got in, see? Oh, I can't wait to meet her, boy.
Yeah, there ain't no two ways about it, Andy. You getting yourself a beautiful gal this time. That 66 was the prettiest gal in the whole catalog.
Oh, yeah, and she can't miss me. She'll recognize me from my picture.
Yeah, be careful there, Andy, and don't bump into that old lady.
Oh.
Well, well, well. If it ain't Andy Brown.
Huh?
Don't you recognize me? I'm Viola Wilson, number 66 in the catalog.
You is Viola Wilson. What about the picture?
I wasn't taking no chances. That picture was taken in 1907 when I was 18 years old. On to the preacher, handsome.
Oh.
This is Harlow Wilcox with a word that means vitamins aplenty. The word is plenamins, the Rexall multivitamin capsules that provide 10 vitamins plus 3 important extras. In fact, plenamins are so potent they provide more than your minimum daily requirement of all vitamins with known minimums, plus liver concentrate, iron, and vitamin B12. In short, plenamins give you vitamins aplenty. So don't just ask for vitamins. Say plenamins, P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Freeman Gosden again with a reminder that you can help the victims of many, many kinds of disaster and misfortune with your donation to the Red Cross.
Yes, folks, and this is Charles Correll saying, make your contribution as substantial this year as you can. The Red Cross is a worthy cause.
Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
There is no faster-acting aspirin made than Rexall aspirin.
Ask for Rexall aspirin at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Be sure to be with us at this same time next Sunday when your Rexall druggist will again present The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, directed by Cliff Howell.
Stay tuned now for the Bing Crosby Show, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS radio stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.